You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. I know it's been about a week and a half since you have last heard from me. I went on vacation to Mexico, and I totally needed a little bit of rejuvenation before a very busy, exciting month starting now. So I am back, and it's your host, Jackie Zuck, and I'm so excited today to have an amazing certified and award-winning coach, Hanneke Antonelli, originally from South Africa, which is pretty freaking awesome. She lived in London. She now currently resides in Boston, which is pretty amazing. So we're so excited to have her and discuss how she got to where she is. Also, she has an incredible retreat coming up to all our female entrepreneurs and business like-minded ladies that is coming up next Friday, March 22nd. So we're very excited about that. I will be there, and I'm so honored to help promote it, as Hanneke really attracts amazing people to her community, and she's such a great coach. So if you haven't explored her yet, highly recommend you check her out, and this podcast will justify more of why she's an amazing gal. So who is Hanneke Antonelli? Hanneke helps female entrepreneurs scale and up-level their business with ease while fully claiming their role as CEO of their business, no matter what the current size. She has created savvy masterminds, all of these amazing different forums for women to connect, collaborate, and grow together. So highly recommend you check out her retreat and stay tuned for Hanneke. All right, everybody, I officially have the amazing certified and award-winning coach and founder of Savvy Business Masterminds, Hanneke Antonelli. Hi, Hanneke, how are you today?
Hello there, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be speaking with you and your audience
today. Oh my God, so excited to have you. You are so amazing. I do these little intros even before you come on about how amazing you are and how much you've accomplished and everything you're doing, about how to make women feel like they're true CEO. So tell us a little bit, of course, tell us a little bit about your backstory. Like, how did you get started and what inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so actually, it's a funny story because I kind of fell into entrepreneurship after being on Wall Street for a number of years and working with a coach back then. I discovered that this whole Wall Street thing wasn't for me. And so I, when I was younger, was really into ballet, and I actually wanted to become a ballet dancer. And so when I was in this, the whole, like, I just need to get out of this environment on Wall Street, I used, obviously, the tactics that I had learned from my own coach and to kind of get clarity on what I wanted to do. But at that point, all it was like, I love movement. I like Pilates, because somewhere along that journey in Wall Street, I also started doing Pilates. And I was like, I'm just going to try this. Very not thinking of it as a business, just a way to escape where I was, which, if you're currently not liking what you're doing, I do not recommend doing it this way.
Right. Don't stay there.
Don't stay there, but also don't just jump ship without a clearer path than what I had. Because I literally just was like, I was going to quit, become, and do Pilates. So anyway, so it took me a while to find my footing in the whole thing. And then, so then I just, you know, I started teaching more. I at one point was like working at like six different studios. I had DVDs all of a sudden. I tried the whole YouTube thing for a little bit, and then it was just kind of fun. And I mean, I made a lot of mistakes doing it. Like, now looking back, I'm like, oh, you could have run that so much better. But ultimately what happened was, in doing so much, I burned myself out. And so I remember right around the time that I won the Boston 050 on Fire Award for my Pilates with Hanneke brand, I had already started doing the kind of deeper work to figure out what was going to be my next step. And again, this time around, now having the experience of like, hey, let's actually plan this out. Let's not just like do a 180. I'm a very impulsive person, so I have to I have to really be mindful of that in myself, because that can sometimes work against me. As much as in entrepreneurship it works with you, I also have to be careful because it can work against me. So I did, you know, a lot of soul searching, again, using the techniques that I had acquired from working with my coach. And then ultimately, I realized that actually I wanted to give this gift back. And when I was working with my coach in London, she was also a psychologist. So I just never knew that you could go and get a certification. You didn't have to go through the whole, like, psychology degree process to become a coach. And so while sitting with a friend of mine one Friday afternoon, she was like, oh, I'm going to go meet my friend who is a coaching trainer or a coach's trainer. And I was like, wait, what? And so she told me, and 2 weeks later, I had called my coach in London. I had kind of figured out, you know, would this be the next step? And it all just felt right. I was signed up for my coaching certification. And here we now are 5 years later, more than 5 years later now. This is 2013. People do the math. What is that? Anyway.
6 years. Like, it's about 6 years. 5, 6 years. We'll give you that. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was a Wall Street broker at one point. Lost my math. Anyway. But so.
Yeah. It's irrelevant now, Hanukkah. You're doing different stuff. It doesn't matter anymore, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It really doesn't matter. But yeah, so that's kind of how I got started, again, totally by accident. But now looking back, I can so see why my personality just never worked in a more rigid environment where other people are in charge of me.
I totally understand that. And also for, like, our audience who doesn't know who you are, I mean, you're from South Africa, which is amazing. So, like, do you grow up in a family of entrepreneurs? Like, was that ever something you had ever thought about? Like, explain that a little bit for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I was born in South Africa. My mom is a teacher, and my dad was an accountant on a massive export farm in South Africa. Now, recently I spoke with a girlfriend of mine. She's like, you really got to explain that to people, because up here when we say farm, we think small little New Hampshire homestead. So these farms in South Africa are massive, massive farms that produce a lot of fruit, like tons and tons and tons of fruits and vegetables. There are sheep, there's cows, there's, like, you know, a lot of stuff going on the farm. And a lot of that stuff gets exported to either Europe or the rest of Africa. So my dad was the accountant for one of these farms that had about, I believe it was 3 or 4 farms that were that big.
Wow. So he was the numbers guy. Glad you broke it down for us, because I was picturing this small little farm. That's so cool.
Yeah, right? There's not a little thing. No, they're a massive, massive farm. Lots of people, like, that live on the farm, work on the farm. Like, it's its own little town. In a way.
Right.
And, but when I say little town, no, really little town, guys. So he was the numbers guy. That's where my love for business and numbers and, you know, just liking to figure out strategy comes from. I think one of my first words that my jargon words was, like, overcapitalization. You know, when you have too many assets on a farm, that doesn't make it worth selling again. So we can say, like, if you overinvest in your house and you are living in a town, we're never going to be able to sell that house at that rate, right?
Right.
Anyway, so that was my dad. My mom is a very creative person. And so we just grew up, you know, just very normal family, not really in the entrepreneurial world, until my brother, who's an artist, started his own business in Cape Town. So he is an illustrator and a renderer, and also a comic artist.
So cool.
So he is the first person in our family that kind of went against working for the man. And I remember him and my dad was like, this is not the way you do it, right? Because my dad was very much like an institution guy,
mm-hmm.
and not a big risk taker, which most accountants aren't, just because of the way that their brains work and, you know, the risks and the investment and all of that stuff. And but so yeah, so my brother did this, and I'm actually so proud of him because he's made his whole career doing that. He does big paintings in all of the very luxury hotels that you go in safari, and he'll do some of those things for them. And like, you know, people in high school are doing projects on his work, which is kind of very cool. And specifically because South Africa is a third world country with a third world economy. So starting that kind of business is risky, and he did it, and he's really made a name for himself.
Amazing. And how much older is he than you?
So he's 7 years older than I am. He's 7 years older, and then I have a brother that's 4 years older than I am that is a interior, well, he studied interior design in school, and then he landed working sort of project management for big architectural firms and people who do like the insides of banks. And
so cool. I'm like fascinated. I love it all.
Yeah, and then he now actually works for WeWork.
So cool. So your brother that went the entrepreneurial route, did you ever do anything with him? Like, was that something of interest when he decided to, you know, jump ship? Was that something that you were fascinated by?
Well, I don't think I ever put two and two together like that. I think it was more just he gave me the inspiration to show me that it is possible to do that on your own, that you don't have to work for someone else.
Maybe that's exactly what you needed, though, when you moved. You know, it almost was like in the back of your mind, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, also just like when you work in corporate America and you're surrounded by people who have jobs, you don't tend to have a lot of entrepreneurial friends. Specifically not with me having bounced around so much, you know, my entrepreneurial friends would mainly be in South Africa, so I wouldn't see them that much. So the people that I acquired along the way between London, South Africa, and here, they were all people who either worked with me or at some point worked with me and moved to another company, or are friends with the people that I worked with. So you tend to not see entrepreneurship that much when you're working in a 9-to-5.
It makes complete sense. Cause why would they have the need to really introduce themselves and network with them unless they were the owners of the companies, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. So cool. All right. So for our audience though, so like when you moved from South Africa, like when was that and what brought you here?
Okay. So I moved from South Africa to London because I had a student loan. So I had taken out this loan, and it's different than it is here in the United States. You actually borrow the money from a bank in South Africa, and you borrow it at prime minus one, I think it was at that point. And at that point, South Africa's interest rate was 7-something%.
Wow.
So high back then. I think you guys were definitely at like 1 or 2 or 3%.
Right. I'm not a math whiz, so I'm just like pretending I'm understanding, but like it sounds like a lot to me. Like I'm just, math is not my specialty, Hanukkah.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's okay.
For the people who do understand, like inflation rates in South Africa are high. That's
yeah.
The problem. Anyway, so I had the student loan. My first job that I got out of college was basically paying me what the down payment on this loan was.
Wow.
Because you also had to pay this money back within 3 years. So however long you borrowed the money for, you had to pay it back in that amount of time. So also interesting fact. I do believe that this is also why we get bachelor's degree in South Africa in 3 years' time, where in the United States you guys get it for 4 years' time because it's actually more expensive to study in South Africa. Maybe.
Cool fact of the day.
Yeah, so we like they're trying to speed it up because it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then I back then it was very popular for people to do this 2-year working visa thing with the UK because we're part of the Commonwealth. And so I was like, you know, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go work and travel and pay off my student loan with a stronger currency. So even back then, playing the exchange rate. So then I moved to London. I landed this big job as a foreign exchange money broker. which is basically then selling and buying money, working on the exchange rates of different countries. And anyway, so I did that for a while, and then I really was sort of miserable. But then I went on vacation to Portugal, and here's where everything changed. I met my husband on that beach in Portugal.
Love this story, but I want our audience to hear. So cool.
And then as a result, like, we started long distancing, Boston to London for 6 months. And then I got my boss to transfer me to New York City. And so we did that for a year. And then I quit and I became a Pilates instructor and I moved up here.
I love it. You're just such an inspiration because you're such a risk taker, you know, like look at the life you've built to this point. It's like you can get out of these ruts of places you're unhappy and try new things, you know, and I think that that's a really important lesson that you share from your journey, which is awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, for people who are listening and, you know, we're going to get to the whole coaching piece in a minute, but this is why coaching worked so well for me, because it gave me the tools to just overcome any obstacle and just go. And then, I mean, I have a very risk-taking personality. Not everybody is going to have that. I completely appreciate that. But you can really, if you're not unhappy, if you're not happy in your life, then you have all of the tools and resources to change it. Specifically, if you're living in a first world country, then you really have so much opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So true. And like you work with all different walks of life. So that's how it really is good that you can speak to like the different personality types. Because you're right. Not everybody is going to be a risk taker.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, absolutely. You know, it's just we are who we are, but within who we are, we can still be powerful and empowering in our own way.
Right. And speaking of like different types of personalities and business owners, you know, especially when you were even looking for a coach, like how would somebody even know, like when it comes to finding a coach, like that they need one or like, what are the, like break it down for us, because obviously, you know, you've been in that position. So obviously, you know, people want to hear like, do I need the coach? Like what assets can Hanukkah add to me? Like break it down for us.
Yes, absolutely. So coaching is different than therapy. Cognitive like behavioral therapy is a little bit different than positive psychology. I think like they sort of hold hands with coaching every now and then. But normally, if you have had trauma, if you suffer from a personality disorder, or if you are depressed, you have to go and speak to a therapist. Coaches are not trained to deal with that. If you are someone, however, who is a highly functioning individual who wants to create change in their life, you are either unhappy with a certain situation, but somehow you just can't seem to get yourself out of that situation, or you are someone who needs some clarity on your next steps and where you're going, if you're looking for an accountability partner, then coaching is definitely where you want to go. And if you're going to go and look for a coach, make sure that you, the first thing I always say is like, do you gel with the coach? Like, do you guys get along? That's number one. Number two is do look into their credentials and their certifications in what makes them someone that like is an expert or qualified to help you to create that change. And then you can, you know, decide whether the qualification and what they have is enough for you. And then thirdly, yeah, I think that's like, actually now that I'm thinking about, those like the two big things. So business people normally like having coaches because, you know, you are going to get into so much. Like when you are a business owner, you are the person who all of the decisions come down to. Like you have to make all of that by yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to decide, like, where am I going with this company? What is next? What is the next level? What does that look like? And so that's a lot of pressure for one person to handle. And therefore, a lot of business owners like to get a business coach to help them because it becomes a partnership. Coaching is very much a co-creative relationship. So we come in as the experts, but we're also your partner, and we're going to help you to build the business the way that is what you want it to be, which is way different than a consultant coming in and telling you, like, dude, you're going to do this, 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 and this, and that will get you there. What makes coaching so great is that we take into account who you are as a person, and we take, and when I say we, it's you and the client and also the coach, that really is going to make sure that whatever you decide in your business is working with you, not against your personality or not against your values. And we get really clear on what is the best way forward for you, because that's how people thrive. When they do it their way, when they are clear on their vision, when they have a support system that can help them, keep them accountable, that can believe in them before they believe in themselves. And then the other great thing about having a business coach is if you're running a team of people, then the business coach can also help you to manage that team, help you with if you have to make new hires, who to hire next. And then also when it comes to having to lay off people, that feels really crappy. And having someone in your corner that can help you through that and make it so that you can have that discussion and conversation and make it easier on everybody is just so great.
Right. It is. It truly, I thought you broke it down beautifully. Good job.
Thank you.
No, it's true, because I think people also don't understand that, like, you guys aren't therapists. It's completely separate. Thank you so much for justifying that. I mean, my mom's a therapist, so, like, I totally just understood the language you were talking about. But it's true. People do need to know that there's a significant difference, and you guys really are like accountability partners throughout the whole process.
Yeah. So I always like to say, like, it's action orientated. Like, you leave every call with a takeaway and then an action and a challenge that you're going to give yourself. So then, like, that's how you're making those small incremental changes, and you're being held accountable to them, and you're getting out of your own way. Like, in a big massive way, because now you have to report to someone in 2 weeks' time.
Right.
That really makes a huge difference.
Totally. Now, my follow-up question is because you've been doing this now for like 6 years, what do you feel is your specialty as a coach that makes you stand out?
Well, number one, I have an accent.
Yeah, I love it. I think I always, Hanukkah, anytime people ask me about you, I say the people you attract, you are so good at what you do that you attract amazing people because of that. So just know that you're definitely doing that.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I do love all of the people that are in my sphere and in my world. And I'm so grateful to have them around me, including you, Jackie.
Thanks, Hanukkah.
But okay, so if we're going to stand and say, like, you know, what makes me different? So number one is, you know, I have a business degree. I have 15 years of international business experience in various finance roles, but then also the last 10 in the entrepreneurial world and sphere of building two businesses. And within that, I have actually, are we allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I have actually fucked up a lot. Specifically in my Pilates business, there was a lot of stuff that I'm like, wow, girl.
I think that happens, but that's part of the learning process, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
However, I want to be transparent about that because, you know, that is something that I can help you with. It's like, I have failed. I have done the hard things. I can help you when things go wrong for you as well, because they are going to go wrong. This is business. But then the other thing that I think sets me apart is the fact that I have gotten and gone through the trouble of actually getting myself certified as a coach, going through a certification process. So there's a science to coaching and doing coaching well and getting good results for people. And so that's like the other thing that really sets me apart from others. And then I also offer various ways that you can connect with me. So I do one-on-one coaching, but I also have a community that I have that's called the Savvy Business Mastermind. So when you come into my sphere, you get to be part of this community and you get to get that support, built-in support as well. So I would say that that's sort of the thing that would be the key factors that makes me stand out and different.
Yeah, no, I totally think. And your communities are amazing. The people you're attracting, the dinners are great. Like, you're really doing amazing stuff.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, speaking thank of you. Amazing stuff, Hanukkah, let's talk about your freaking awesome retreat that you're doing this coming Friday, a week from today.
Oh, yes.
Break it down for us, please. So tell us, for our audience who, like, you know, is all excited like I am, I'll be attending. So tell us a breakdown to people who don't know what to expect on this amazing day of March 22nd next week.
Yeah, so excited about this day. So I basically have a whole bunch of amazing women. Sorry, guys, we're going to leave you out of this, but we will have something maybe someday later for you guys. But this is going to be mainly for the ladies, and I'm very excited. I already have a room filled with amazing women, and they're from all different industries. And all levels of business experience and life and all of that. Now, every time you put yourself in a room like that, you get massive new perspectives, you get new ideas, you walk away with things that you can go and disrupt your market with. Now, everything I do in my business is to help you to become a savvy and confident business owner and CEO, working less and earning more. Mm-hmm. So with that focus and goal of my main mission in mind, I've created this day to do exactly that for you. So we are gonna help you to step into and harness your CEO superpower on this particular day. We're also gonna help you to get clarity on your business vision. I'm going to help you to get a rock solid mindset so that you can scale and grow your business faster. And then you'll walk away with an action plan that's unique to your business and your strengths so that you can increase your profits this year.
Love it.
So I'm all about results and action. And so that's what's going to happen in this, at this day. We're going to have space. We're going to have brainstorming. So you'll be able to just access all of the goodness that's in this room.
Sounds like it's going to be amazing.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. I literally cannot wait. We had a mastermind dinner last night, and it just got me all excited for next week because, yeah, I'm,
like I said, the countdown's on. I know. It's so amazing. I'm so excited for you. So are you mainly running the whole breakdown of it? Do you have any guest speakers? Like, are there any other, like, surprises that people can expect or –
No, there's me, myself, and I.
I love it.
There that day, and you, like, the people in the room, I think, is going to be the added amazing juice that we need.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, just like your savvy masterminds, you're running the show, and you continue to attract these awesome people. So you know what you're doing, girlfriend. You do.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Thank awesome. You, so how can people sign up? Break down for us how they can do that. And also if they want to reach out to you, I want to give all the information for that and then we'll play some game time.
Yeah. Oh yes. Game time. I'm excited for game time. I was like, wait, there was something else, but game time. Okay. So if you want to come to this retreat, we will love to have you. So if you're not sure whether this retreat is for you, here are the questions that you can ask yourself to see whether this is for you. One, would you like to step up and become the confident business owner and CEO of your company? Would you like to get clarity about your business and your vision? Would you like to work on your mindset so that you can scale and grow your business faster without those paralyzing and distracting fears? And would you like to have that action plan that's going to help you to increase your profits this year? So if you said yes to one or all of these, then you should be in the room with that. You can go to my website, which we'll put that in the show notes because it's a little bit of a mouthful to spell, but it's HanukkahAntonetti.com/events. If you Google the Savvy Business Retreat, it should come up for you in Google. And then if you have any questions for me, I am always more than happy to answer any and all questions. I would hate for you to miss out and not come and join us just because you had this pressing question and that you weren't sure about. So that is how you can get us at the retreat. If you would like to reach out to me, just go to hanukkahantonetti.com and you can follow all of the stuff there. And if you just want to come and hang with me on Instagram and we can get to know each other better, because I know this is our first date, then you can come and check me out, Hanukkah Antonelli, there as well. So basically anything Hanukkah Antonelli, I'll pop up for you.
I love it. And also, if people want to join Masterminds, when is your next one?
So actually, yes, that one is starting at the end of, or like middle of April. So if you want to sign up for that, we currently have enrollment open. We work with, we have various groups with various experience levels, and you can go to the website for that as well, hanukkahantonetti.com/mastermind. And all of the details will be there for you. Again, everything I do, including the masterminds, is to help you to become that savvy business owner and CEO, working less and earning more.
Right.
And actually, this is something that I forgot to say earlier. My superpower is actually to keep people focused on their long-term and short-term goals, and also to break through all of the complex data and crap that's going on in your mind, and then giving it to you in bite-sized chunks. So if you're overwhelmed, I'm the girl that you want to work with.
I love that analogy. That's brilliant.
Thank you. Hey,
no, it's true, because we all have like so much going on, right? But Hanukkah knows how to break it down, break it down for us.
Yeah.
Love it.
My superpower.
No, it's true. And also, you know, really quickly, we didn't talk about this much, but because we still have time, tell everybody how, what the, if they join a monthly mastermind, what that entails.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it depends on the level that you're going to join, but we have monthly hot seats. That where you get to come in and go, guys, here's what's going on in my business. I've got problems right now. And then everybody in the group is going to help brainstorm for you what, you know, how you can fix it. So you get the opportunity to tap the brain power of the room, which, again, is going to help you, give you different perspectives. It's going to give you new ideas. It's going to give you ahas. And it's going to help you to disrupt your market. And then the other thing that we also have that I've just got in there is we now have a monthly book club, and all of the books that we read is all about getting you focused, getting you to be a better leader, to be an entrepreneur, and to be a CEO of your business. So it's all like geared towards that, our main goal. Then we also, if you live in Boston, then you are more than welcome to join us. This is sort of like a complimentary thing that you get when you sign up, to come and just join us at the Savvy Business Mastermind Night Out, where you further get to build community with the women who are working and in the trenches of entrepreneurship with you. So they are going to be there with you as well. And then we have the book club call, I already said. Oh, and then depending on when you sign up before the end of March, you will also get the following. You're going to get a coaching call with me, and you're going to get access to one workshop, virtual workshop, and one retreat day that will happen later in this year. So that is, I worked it out this afternoon, it's something like about $2,000 worth of value that you will get included if you join us before March 31st, is the last day of this month. And you can get all of that on top of what you'll receive in the mastermind.
Awesome. Well worth it, my friends. My audience definitely needs to check out Hanukkah. She's so awesome. Doing great stuff. No, it's true. You just have so much to offer, and the different structures that you have really allow people to have options too, which I think is very, very awesome. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do want to make it like accessible to various people. And I know that if you can build from the beginning your business with that vision of being the savvy business owner and stepping into that, then you're going to save yourself a lot of heartache. And then if you're a little further along and you are in that overwhelmed stage where you are overworking and you haven't stepped up and become the business boss, then, you know, we can help you that way too. And if you want to work with me privately, we can discuss.
Right. So I'll definitely put all that in in the blog. Yeah, go ahead. Chime in.
Yeah, sorry. And that was actually the other thing. be nice if I know my own offers, right, guys? But the last thing that I forgot to say, when you join the mastermind, you also have the opportunity to upgrade to work with me privately at a special member's rate.
That's a good deal. That's a great deal.
Yeah. So there's like lots of fun little goodies for everyone in here. Go and check it out, the HanukkahAntonetti.com/mastermind.
Yes.
So thank you so much for letting me speak about all of this.
Oh my God, no problem. I know everything you're doing, and it's so amazing that I'm so excited to share that it's like you're really doing so much more than just the retreats and a teaser of the dinners. It's just only a small, you know, portion of everything you're doing, you know? So, of course, I wanted to share that. So, I'll make sure to put all of that audience in the show notes for, like, all of Hanukkah's upcoming stuff and the different offerings she has and all that jazz. So, you can definitely check that out on her blog. So, Hanukkah, let's play some game time. Not that what you don't do is amazing and super fun for work, but we're going to play some game time. So, first question.
It's Friday afternoon.
We're going to have some game time, and then I hope you treat yourself with a glass of wine afterwards. That's the goal.
We'll do that. And like, just for the audience, a fun little fact of what's going on right now, I'm sitting in my bathroom, which is the most quietest room in the house. So that's a fun little thing for you to think about.
I love it. You're hysterical. It's so cute. And you have the cutest little dog, which we can talk about too. Tell us about your dog, please.
So her name's Khaleesi. Yes, we are Game of Thrones fans. And she actually, we went to the vet this week. She's now 7 pounds, but she's this tiny little white ball of fluff. And all she does is sleep on people's laps and ravages the house for food crumbs.
Sounds like a puppy to me. How old is Khaleesi, though?
Khaleesi is like 3 years old.
Yeah, so she's still because puppy.
They're little. Yeah, it's a multi-poo. And like these little dogs apparently keep their puppy-like behavior for very long.
I think all puppy. I feel like they really do until they're even at 16. If they have some good energy in them, it keeps them puppy-like, right? You never know. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, so cute!
You never know. Well, this one's on the track for just being a puppy for the rest of her life.
I love it. I love puppy energy. It's so contagious and so loving. It's so special. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm speaking as like a dog lover audience. I do like cats, but I'm definitely more biased as a dog person. So I'm just putting it out there.
That's so funny. I like cats too, but my husband's allergic.
Mine too.
Yeah, but now we just have dogs.
Hey, that's okay.
Wait, what kind of dog do you have? You have a...
She's a lab and greyhound. She's a lab and greyhound mutt too.
I was going to say it's a lab.
Right? Yeah, she's like a mutt. I have, she's 4. She's a year older than Khaleesi. So cute. Love dogs. Oh my God, I could talk about freaking dogs all day. Seriously, I love dogs.
I know. Can we start like the next hour?
I know. Let's just barely talk about dogs. I'm just saying. Okay, so let's talk about Hanukkah though and all of your fun stuff outside of your amazing husband and your pup. So, what is your favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Oh my God, guys, the Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. I love Gilmore Girls. Do you watch it on Netflix or
reruns? Yeah, it's on Netflix, and it's. I mean, of course, it's not so old, but I just recently started viewing the reruns of it. And then I was so inspired. I bought the woman, Lauren, who plays Lorelai. I bought her one of her books. I'm going to have to, like, remember what the name of it is. But go and look it up. It's Talking Crazy Fast, Gilmore Girls, and Everything in Between, something like that. And she is so funny in her book as well. And actually, it's a good one for even business owners to read because it just is this whole, like, the journey of becoming and your journey to success and how that, you know, works sometimes and the ups and the downs that come with it. So, and she's really, very funny in the book as well. So, really good one.
I didn't even know she wrote a book. I'm totally going to have to check that out. I love that show, and I think she's such a good actress.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Well, it just is like real life, like mom and daughter stuff, like the things they talk about, the way they enact on the show with all their boyfriends. It's like hysterical. I just love it.
I know.
So cute.
I know my husband was watching it the other day and he was like, this show is so bad.
I know. Such a girly girl show. I'm sure my husband would say the same thing, but it's part of the marriage, honey. What are you going to do? It's part of being married.
Exactly. It's my guilty pleasure.
Exactly. I love it.
I have the controls tonight.
All right. What is Hanukkah Antonelli's favorite food?
Monica Antonelli's favorite food, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know this, is lamb. Anything lamb, I'm there.
And you make your own, right? Don't you make your own?
Yeah. So I'll do lamb shanks, lamb chops is normally a yummy one that I like to make. Back home, my mom will do like a whole roast of lamb. Grew up on that farm, guys, with a lot of sheep. So lamb was it.
Oh my God, I love it. And where did that even stem from?
I don't know.
Because it just feels like, to be honest, it's just such a random, it's a random food, you know?
Well, I also have to say that my uncle in South Africa also is also a farmer, also big, big business. And he actually, his main, or one of his main things is so the two things that he does is corn. And also, then he does sheep.
Well, and that makes sense now. A lot more sense.
Theirs is always around. The farm that we were on had some sheep, and they also, it was also the business of the farm or one of the businesses. So, or the revenue-producing streams, however we're going to call it. So, I think it's just that South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand have good, that the climate is just leans itself that sheep does very well there. So I think that might be
where it stemmed from. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, Hanukkah, I guess we're going to have to come over for a lamb dinner. We're going to have to feel it out and experience real authentic South African lamb with Hanukkah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love it.
It's not everybody's a cup of tea. I do appreciate that. So if you're not sitting there going, oh my God, I ate lamb, I totally get it. But the secret, I'll tell you guys the secret. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready. Ready.
The recipe is take a little bit of lime juice. Lime is the green one, right? Lemon is the yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
This is like where I get confused in English. Okay. So the yellow one, the lemon one, right? Take a little bit of that, put that over when you're prepping it, or soy sauce.
Really?
Yes, because lamb has a very wild taste to it, and that's why a lot of people don't like it, because it has this like very wild, like venison almost feel to it. So if you use a little bit of that acidy mix to get it, just like let it lie in it or marinate in it, then you'll get rid of that, and that then tastes so much better.
Interesting. Cool. Hanukkah, a lot of cool facts today. That's all I got to say. Filling us in with a lot of interesting content. I love it. Okay, cool. Okay, next question. If you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Okay, so I had to ask my husband this because Jackie sent over some of these questions beforehand, and I was like, what do you see me in? So he was like, well, I have to say your spandex or your jeans and a top, or it would be your pajamas. So
there you go. I'm game for pajamas. Pajamas is always the way to go.
My question to you was going to be like, are we talking apocalypse? Like, I can, like, that's what happens? Because then girlfriend needs to be prepared, right?
Valid. These are good questions. See, I didn't think of it from that standpoint. I was thinking more about like if you could only have one outfit in your closet, what would be your everyday go-to outfit?
So my everyday go-to outfit for real this time, guys, would be a pair of black leggings because it's not warm enough for anything else, right?
Right.
Actually, yes, it would be a pair. Here's where it's going to be a pair of black leggings. Black leggings with like a tunic that can go for a skirt or like a dress. Right over it, something very flowy and just very comfy. Definitely with a pair of high heels. And then in the summer, I can get rid of those leggings and it will be a dress.
I love it. That is brilliant. That is styling right there. Love it. And if we were talking seriously, like apocalypse style, like what would you actually do? Now that you have me thinking about this.
No, it would definitely be spandex and like just in sneakers and go. Or actually, well, it's probably going to be snowing with like what they're showing, telling us, right?
Good point. Yep.
So I'll be in my snow boots, guys, and my coat, my winter coat up here in Boston. We're prepared.
If oh my God, happens, you're so funny.
Boston is prepared.
Right. We can figure it out here in Boston. We figure it out. That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
So funny. Okay, good exactly. Good options, Hanukkah. Good suggestions, and you're creating multiple use for them, so that's great. Last question. Who is somebody you admire in the coaching world and why?
So many, but my favorite is Denise Duffield-Thomas. And so she has her life coaching certification, I believe, but she mainly does money mindset mentoring work these days. She's written the book, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. I think she has a book called Lucky Bitch. And then she now has a book called Chillpreneur. And all of it is really insightful. She's Australian, and she's very down to earth. She's also an introvert, and I'm right on that spectrum. I kind of qualify as an introvert, but I have some extrovert tendencies. So I think there's a word for it these days. I'm an ambi something. I don't know, guys.
I would chime in. I just really have no idea. Sorry, Hanukkah.
Yeah, no, there's like a word for it these days that people are using, but like, yeah, my Afrikaans is not going to translate to English for that right now. So, so she's great. Check her out. I just like her because just like who she's showing up as in the world of coaching and how she's leading and how she's inspiring all of us women to really own our worth and to start charging our worth so that we can build sustainable businesses. So I would say her mission is aligned with mine, and that's why I love her so much.
And how did you come across her?
You know, so Marie Forleo. I got her through Marie Forleo.
That's awesome.
B school back in the day. And then through being in the B school group, someone was looking for a book to read, and then this book popped up, and then I read the book, and it's really like that was the Get Rich Lucky Bitch
right
one. And when you meet her, she doesn't like wear all that much. She swears a little bit, like all of us do, and so but anyway, so yeah, so her whole brand was Lucky Bitch. She's recently rebranded to just Denise Duffield Thomas because she wanted to publish with Hay House. And Hay House was like, yeah, that title's not going to run here. And also, it was creating all sorts of SEO problems for her, apparently, too, and Facebook problems. So, because it's a, you know, it's a cuss word.
Right. Makes sense, though. Makes complete sense.
Yeah. So, when you are looking, guys, to name your company, think about these things before you go something very cutesy. I mean, obviously this worked really well for her because it's meant to kind of shock you a little bit and then pull you in.
Right.
But yeah, that's how I found her.
I love it. No, so inspiring, Hanukkah. You are so amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today. Oh. What an awesome full of information. You are full of so much amazing information.
Aw, thank you, Jackie. Thank you. But thank you for the opportunity to be here, for everyone who stuck it out for the whole hour. You guys are troopers.
Troopers.
To me and to Jackie, go on and speak about all these things. I am very grateful for, you know, just being here and being able to tell a little bit more about myself. Because, hey, who doesn't like talking about themselves?
Right. Well, why not share? Everybody has an amazing story to share. That's why I created this platform, right? So that was the point of today. And you did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
No problem. So once again, right before we close out, tell everybody your website, which I'll put on the blog, but just say it again for the people that don't go to the website, and also your social media links, please.
All right. So it's HanukkahAntonelli.com, and everything is on there. You can just Google that. And if you don't know how to spell Hanukkah, here it goes. HANNEKE. Antonelli is ANNELLI.com. And no, I am, you know, that's not the Jewish holiday, obviously, but it does sound the same as the Dutch name, just in case you need to know.
It's beautiful and it suits you perfectly. I love it.
Yes.
You give Hanukkah a personality, Hanukkah. That's what you do. I love it.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just going to pull you along everywhere I go.
Yeah, I'll be your spokesperson.
Like, I'm
I'll be your spokesperson.
You're gonna be like my MC.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can become my MC, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, so funny. Well, love thank it. You again so much. It was such a pleasure to have you. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely check out Hanukkah's amazing retreat coming up. Her masterminds are fabulous. And reach out to her through her website, HanukkahAntonelli.com. And thanks again, Hanukkah. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Likewise.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.